The Grammys 2023 Album of the Year, Harry Styles, beat over Beyoncé.
So crazy.
Can you believe this?
No.
Nobody you know. Two nobodies. Too many opinions. Too many topics.
Today we're going to be talking about the Grammys. They happened 2 days ago, 1 day ago. And we're going to be telling you like what we felt. Did we like the show? Did we like the awards? Did we like the people who won? Did they deserve it? Did they not? And or, you know, our humble opinion. It's not like we matter what we say, but at the same time, we just wanted to give you a little bit of what we felt. And I like a little bit what Harry Styles said at the end about like, nobody's the best artist.
Yeah, that this they're all amazing artists. And it's just a matter of opinion.
A little bit of representation, a little bit of like a word for how good they did the job. It's not about like if they are the best of it. I really like that, but I didn't like when he said the people like him don't win. I think that wrote a lot of people the wrong way.
I think so too, and we will never know what he meant by that unless he explains it himself someday.
But still, I feel like he ruined it by saying that, because to me, I mean, let's jump a little bit into it.
Yeah.
I feel like his performance was the worst of the night, in my opinion. I know this is going to have a lot of people disagreeing with me, but to me, for me, I feel like he was the worst.
I think that he didn't seem excited to perform. And again, we never know what's going on in somebody's personal life, like, or maybe he was just exhausted. I know that he just went on a big world tour, right? I mean, maybe the guy is exhausted, but at the same time, it's the Grammys. It's the Grammys after like coming out of COVID. People are really, really excited that it was a live thing that was happening again. And to me, he just seemed like he didn't even want to be up there. And maybe it was just the attitude that he was giving off. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. But let's start the night. Let's talk about a little bit about the album of the year. Now that we are in Harry Styles.
Oh, topic. You want to start like in the reverse?
Yeah, kind of. Not in the reverse. I think this is just like the main topic.
I think flipping that on its head, I really liked how they did the fan opinions about who should receive that award. And you got to hear a perspective for each artist that was being nominated by like one of their fans.
Their fans.
And I thought that was such a fun way to make the Grammys really entertaining. A lot of them had amazing arguments for why they thought that the person that was nominated should win. And so, yeah, like for Harry Styles, it was a grandma, right?
It was the grandma, yeah.
And she was adorable.
She was freaking adorable. I loved her. I think I agree with you. I think that was a very good way for the Grammys to introduce the fans' opinion, mm-hmm. and like why every single artist should have won. And I really, really enjoyed it. And there was fans that really had very good opinions and very mm-hmm. good, like, okay, this is why I feel represented by this artist. And others that I feel like it was like, just because I like it. And I feel like, for example, not to say bad, but the ABBA guy,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it was like, yeah, I just went to and did this amazing Mamma Mia.
Show.
About Mamma Mia. And I'm like, yeah, that's very good. But it wasn't like talking about what the album represented to him. He said the only good thing, I mean, not the only good thing, but the thing that he said that I was okay, made sense. It was like, now they are so mature, they are putting that maturity in their music. So yeah. I was like, that makes sense. But I feel like that's it. But for example, like, who was the girl who was in the wheelchair, about talking about Kendrick Lamar. You can tell the passion that woman had in her eyes about talking to him.
Yeah, about how he not only, in her opinion, is like this amazing musician, artist, which he is, but just the fact that he helped her get a van for her mm-hmm. wheelchair because she just needed a better way of getting around, and that like he literally sought her out to give her this amazing gift. But going back to the ABBA thing, I actually thought that guy, he said something about how like they just like come full circle in their musical career because they've been doing it for so long, over so many years, and the fact that they're still creating music and putting art out there and being relevant I don't know. I think that's not a bad argument.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the grandma for Harry Styles, to be honest, like, she was so cute, and everyone loves to think of their grandma going around and going to all these mm-hmm. boy band type concerts like Harry's. I shouldn't say boy band, but I think we all thought that was cute, but, like, her reason that he should win wasn't really that great either. She was just like, I've been going to his concert forever, and I love him. He's cute.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, what she said.
I agree. No, you're right. I think it's just the ABBA was the last one, so I think that's what I remember.
Yeah. I actually thought the best, most eloquent reason was the Bad Bunny, the girl for mm-hmm. Bad Bunny, because she had a lot of really valid points.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the points was about, like, because the Latin culture is already super machista, super, like, macho and all of these mm-hmm. things. And for Bad Bunny to be one of the people who just dress up however he wants, however he likes, it really breaks that stereotype that mm-hmm. we all have, you know, like, just being as a Latin guy.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, talking about a little bit about Bad Bunny, I feel like I have a lot of mixed feelings because for me, being Latin, I'm like, I really wanted him to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he had the best album. Maybe he did. Maybe no. I haven't really fully listened to Renaissance by Beyoncé. I have listened a couple, like probably 5, 6. There's 18 songs, I think, in the album. It's 16, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But also, Bad Bunny's album has 22.
Yeah.
And for this age, like, people release an album with 10, 12 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Not 22.
Yeah, 22 is crazy. Do you think it was too much, like overload or something?
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. Pros, like, out of those 22, like 10, if not more, are like viral songs.
And the fact that they're viral in the United States when not everyone even speaks Spanish,
mm-hmm.
to me, warrants, like,
I mean,
to maybe win that award, because the fact that your music could be what is that word? Not cross-generational. I don't know. Like, that's not the right word at all. But that your music could touch people regardless of whether they speak the language or not and go viral, like, is a really amazing achievement.
Yeah. I feel like he was very bummed out that he didn't get it.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, I don't know how to say it because it was so many good albums. Like, the Kendrick Lamar one, mm-hmm. The Beyoncé. So it's like, which album did you actually... I don't know, Adele.
And it's hard because, like you said, we've listened to
a couple songs,
songs from each album. I can't say to you as a listener that I've listened to any of those people's entire full album. So I don't know if I can give like a 100% like, yes, this person deserved it. But I think they were up a lot of stiff competition with each other, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the only mm-hmm. album that I have listened fully is Bad Bunny's.
Oh, repeat. So you have listened to all 21 songs?
Of course. Okay. I know all 23 songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and I think also he was sitting there wanting to break that record for
the Latin community. Yes, I think he was bummed out, not because of he didn't win, I think because he didn't get to break that record of being
the first.
Yeah, the first full album that was in non-English.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that would have been amazing just to break the barrier and being like, not only for Latin culture, so for like, it's for like all the people who doesn't speak English,
mm-hmm.
that they could be there.
Yeah. That they could get
they could win.
Type of acknowledgement.
Without having to speak English.
Well, and this just like kind of ties into the hip-hop tribute a little bit because the recording committee or the academy, whatever mm-hmm. they're called, they didn't recognize hip-hop back in 1989. And so I was looking it up because I was like, why are they doing this hip-hop tribute? And it was because, you know, hip-hop's been around for 50 years, but back in 1989, a bunch of these hip-hop artists like Will Smith and LL Cool J and Salt-N-Pepa, just to name a few, boycotted the Grammys because they didn't televise the first Best Rap Award when it happened in 1989. So they were like, screw this, I'm boycotting this award show. And then now they're all coming out and saying it's nice that the committee is finally, like, that they've also come full circle and they're acknowledging that this is a real genre of music mm-hmm. and that it deserves the attention and to be televised and to get that acknowledgement. And so I believe it will happen someday that like a full like album will be get that.
Yeah, I mean usually the music the award that Bad Bunny won, they usually don't televise that. Like for example, Rosalía won for rock alternative or something.
Rock alternative?
I'm just saying a name. Like the Latin version of it, right? They didn't televise that and Rosalía won it.
Yeah.
But you don't know it. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it is all good. Let's jump into, like, do we want to start from the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I mean, because we've been talking about Bad Bunny. Let's talk about how epic he opened the show. Like, that was so badass. He, like you said, was so casually dressed. He didn't give a crap about being all fancy or anything. And it was so fun, all the dancing, how he went from through the crowd up to the stage. And you talk a little bit about...
I think what was more represented to me was like he could have gone and just play the most famous song. You know, like he could have gone for Most Camille.
Well, he has so many famous songs.
Yes, that's true. But like he went for the one who sounds more Latin-like.
Yeah, it felt very traditional.
Because it's this mambo, this merengue that is so alive. It's so Dominican Republic. That I mean, I love that song, La Playa, and it just makes you move.
It does make you move. It made me move. I also think that even though it was having that traditional feel or whatever, it still felt very modern and fresh.
It's still like, him.
It was super fun. It definitely kicked off the party.
Oh, for sure.
And I loved the dancers and the costumes and just... The whole experience.
Bad Bunny, you know, it's kind of funny because he has this way that a lot of people in the Latin thing don't like him. But then a lot of people who do.
I just don't see how you could not like him.
I think it's kind of like, for example, it's kind of like the same battle the hip hop has about like, oh, but you have these lyrics that damage all these things or...
Yeah.
You talk bad about women or you talk, you know, but like everybody does it, not just this urban underground type of style.
Yeah.
Just because one do it in a more poetic way doesn't mean they are not doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's very confusing. But again, a lot of it's the same battle.
Yeah.
How like they feel like they're not representative, but at the same time, people want that type of music. Clearly, I mean, he's the most listened guy in the world for 3 years in a row.
Invite him to open the Grammys if they didn't know that it would not be a success.
Yeah. So I don't know, it's very interesting how that plays out.
Yeah, let's talk about a little bit about Trevor Noah the host.
I really like him.
I freaking loved him as the host. I honestly feel like every award show should hire him as the host. Because he was so funny, but also really tasteful. Like, his jokes didn't get anyone slapped or punched or, like, I feel like he had a couple, like, subtly, but they never felt mean-spirited. And I feel like, again, I appreciate that hosting a show has to be so hard.
So hard.
Because you cannot please everyone. But in the last couple of years, it just seems like a lot of comedians have had to resort to meanness to make people laugh, or they think that they have to be mean to make people laugh. And he, to me, proved that you don't need to be mean to get a lot of really, really good laughs. I think the only person who maybe could have been offended is Trump, like, at the end of the day, because he got teased quite a bit in a couple of the jokes. But I just thought he was so fun and funny, and I really liked how he was walking through the tables and like going up to different famous people and just kind of shooting the shit with them.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
I really liked it. I agree with you. I feel like it's kind of what you say. He had to sponge line without feeling mean, without feeling like I'm throwing it at you and this is what you deserve. You know what I mean? Like, he enjoyed it. Like, you can tell that those jokes were jokes.
Yeah.
No part of like, I'm trying to take you out or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't feel like any of them were, I mean, I wasn't there, but I don't feel like anyone was, like, offended.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so.
So, yeah.
No, it was pretty.
I really liked him. I thought he did a good job.
What was the first award that we have?
The first one was Best Pop Vocal Album.
Which was, it was a full circle, Harry Styles.
It was Harry Styles. It's kind of interesting. He confuses me a little bit. I feel like I'm impressed by it. And then also, like I said, confused. He seemed so relaxed, almost to the point of being bored. And I'm talking about, like, even when he went up to receive the award for this first one that they gave out, the Best Pop Vocal Album, he just seemed like he was talking about the weather, which I know he's really famous or something, but he just... And part of me was so impressed. I was like, oh, he's so confident. Like, he's just so calm, which maybe that's what it is. And then the other part of me is like, is he, like, happy that he got it? I don't know. Anyways. But, yeah, so he got that one.
He got that one. I think, I mean, it probably was the best pop vocal album. What we didn't see is that he also received an award about the best engineer album.
Mm.
So I think this has a lot to play in why he also won Album of the Year. Because I think, I mean, technically, I don't know much about it, but I'm sure it's probably so well done technically that that's probably why it got such a praise. But I cannot see how Beyoncé is not that well engineered as well.
I think...
You know what I mean?
I think it's because from the songs I've heard from the Harry Styles album, it really is a nod to the past, but it also sounds incredibly modern. Like, you're getting that Beatles vibe from him, but it feels very 2023 at the same time. And I think that's why people really like it. And I think when you hear all of this, the instruments and the different sounds that they incorporated, yet still were able to have that vintage sound, probably is one of the reasons why they got the engineer.
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, that's just my guess.
Yeah.
No. I feel like it appeals to an older generation and a younger generation. It
makes sense with the grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have Best R&B Song. That was Beyoncé.
That was Beyoncé. It was funny how she was late. She probably, like, had her dress, like, didn't fit in the car. No, I'm just kidding. Dress wasn't that big. But anyways, everyone forgave her because it's Beyoncé.
It's Beyoncé. And also, I mean, she broke history.
Yes. Like, yes.
32 Grammys. Yeah. It's insane. And 88 nominations. Which ties her up with Jay-Z with the most nominations, but she now has the most Grammys ever.
Yeah.
32 Grammys.
And I think it's important to keep in mind they're counting the Destiny's Child thing, which she was part of that. I'm just saying, like, most people can't say that they're in another band that also...
Harry Styles, he was in One Direction.
Yeah. I'm not saying it as a criticism. I'm just saying, like, they're including that into the record.
Yeah, I don't think
it's... Which, I mean, it is what it is.
32 is insane.
No, it is insane. I think it becomes hard when you're the people who are giving out the awards because I think even the fans sitting around the round table talking about who should be getting what award was a good perspective for the audience to see how truly confusing and hard it would be to, like, choose who gets to win. Because even I was like, oh dang, this is way harder than I thought it would be. Like, it's so easy for the audience to sit there and criticize and be like, oh, they should have given it to this person. But, like, when you see the debate and the challenge of figuring it out, like, it's hard. Because I think for the Best R&B Song, the nominees were so good. And I saw Mary J. Blige's face.
She
looked so sad. And I think, you know, when you're in that category, you already know if Adele or Beyonce is in that category, you're probably not going to win. And so you just sit there and I think maybe she was hoping to win the Best R&B because she figured Beyonce would win all the other categories.
All the other things.
And her song was so beautiful. I love that song. Good Morning Gorgeous.
Good Morning Gorgeous is one of my favorites out of the Song of the Year. I think it's so good, the song, how it starts and it really builds. And you can tell that she's really singing.
Like, she feels it.
Yes, she feels it. Like, and sometimes people do need that. Like, hey, Good Morning Gorgeous.
Especially nowadays. And it just, was so powerful. And so I think, yeah, when I saw her face, I felt really sad for her because
I know,
again, like, I'm not saying Beyonce didn't deserve to win or anything, but it does have to get to a certain point where it's like, okay, this person has a bajillion awards. Should we give someone who maybe hasn't had an award in a while?
Yeah.
But anyways,
I don't know.
It was tough because there were so many good ones. Tough.
Yes.
So many good ones.
Then we have Best Country Album. Mm. This one was tough too.
It was tough.
Because it have very good ones. And I was telling Ash something like, if they don't categorize themselves as country, they would be way more famous, which is kind of interesting for somebody, for example, like me, mm-hmm. who is not familiarized with country.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I didn't grow up in this country.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's very interesting. Yeah. The songs are very good. The artists are amazing. Their voices. And they seem, their stories are so good.
Their stories are so good. And I think, you know, again, Willie Nelson is a little bit like the Beyonce of the category in the sense that it's like, okay, you put Willie Nelson into that category, he's probably going to win. And he did. He did win.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's 89.
Yes.
So props to him that he is still producing and making music. At the highest level that people like are still like, yes, he is the winner of this award. So congrats, Willie Nelson. I hope I can be as productive as you at your age.
Yeah. That is totally, totally insane.
And he wasn't there either. And I was like, is he sleeping? No.
I think
he's just producing more music.
Probably the travel and everything else is probably so hard on the body and everything.
I mean, again, he could just be writing the next best song or something.
That's so true. He could be the business album
give him
of
a
the
credit,
year.
Credit where credit's due.
I agree with that. Then we have Best Duo.
Mm.
Best Pop Duo or Group?
Okay, so I just want to tell anyone listening, like, I was putting money down on it being Unholy, and I was right. Unholy by Sam Smith and...
Kim.
Thank you.
This made also history by she being the first transgender woman who won a Grammy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's amazing. To be honest, that song is incredible.
Like, that song slaps.
Like the second,
it's so good.
The second you hear the song, you move and something gets into you. Like, you can feel it.
Yeah.
Love that song. I can hear it 24/7. I feel like it's always in my brain.
I think Instagram, like, made that song even bigger.
Oh, for sure.
So good.
We were super, how do you say, shocked that it wasn't nominated for Best Song or Song mm-hmm. of the Year, like Record of the Year.
And we're still wondering why.
Why? Maybe it was too late? I don't know. But
it can't be if it's
because it was nominated,
the best duo.
Yeah. But I love it. Like, to be honest, it was amazing. I love that song.
Yeah.
Again, I can talk about that song all day long.
And I love how Sam Smith just, like, let Kim...
be.
He let her accept the award and do all the talking. And I think that was really beautiful of him because, you know, he's had his moment. He wanted to give her that spotlight, that chance to say what she wanted to say. And I thought her speech was really beautiful. And I just really liked it.
Yeah,
so,
I totally like it too. And I can't wait to see more of her.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of like the first, and I think I also agree with you, like, it's so beautiful of Sam because this is giving her the spotlight for being actually found.
Yeah.
And, like, the song plus this is like, I can't wait to see what else you're going to come mm-hmm. up with. Like, yeah. I want to see what you're going to come up with.
Yeah.
Next.
So, no, I thought that was awesome. That was
very, very good. Let's talk about a little bit more about the performances we saw. I think we saw Lizzo, who was born before that.
We had the Stevie Wonder.
The Stevie Wonder performance.
With Smokey Robinson. That was amazing.
That was very... And I forgot the country guy.
Yeah, we had...
Beckleton.
I wrote it down somewhere.
It was so good. I really liked the Stevie Wonder theme.
Yeah.
I think it was... You felt it. Like, you cannot groove without it.
Yeah, and I think I loved... I think it was four guys that they had that were doing backup vocals uh-huh. and dancing on that.
Yeah.
That was so awesome. I just loved watching their energy and their hand movements. It was awesome. And then we had Lizzo, like you said, who okay, we all know, or well, we don't all know, but most of us know that Lizzo has been getting a lot of hate online from people.
Really?
Yeah, like she's been getting really mean bullying online from just people body shaming and just stuff like that. And I just want to acknowledge how mature and the bigger person she is, in the sense that she took a song and instead of being like, F you, all you haters or whatever, she, it was like the ultimate comeback, because she was basically saying like, even though you're bullying me, like maybe someone didn't treat you well, like, and that's why you're acting the way you act or something. I just thought that it was like a really good message.
Oh, and she's amazing. To be honest, at the beginning, when she first came out, I liked one of her songs. I don't remember which one was the one that I liked the most. And then suddenly I started to understand them more and I really like her.
Yeah.
I truly, truly like her. Like, About That Time is amazing. Mm-hmm. That song.
Yeah. You were upset she didn't do more of that one.
Yes, I was upset with the performance. Not because it wasn't beautiful, but because I really wanted to hear a little bit more About That Time.
Yeah.
I really like that song.
Like, it's a great song, but I think that this was more relevant to what she's going through. What she was going through, yeah. And like the fact that they styled it kind of like a church with like the gospel sound.
I love the gospel. Yeah,
it was little bit like, sit down in the pew and let me tell you a message about how you should love each other and stop spewing hate. That's kind of like how I interpreted it. And I think that's what she was trying to get across.
No,
and
she did.
That was really
I agree. I agree with you. Powerful. I think it's just, I love About Them.
Yeah.
But I love the gospel. I mean, I just wrote the gospel is, I told you that I feel like one thing that I really admire about America is the gospel singing and the gospels about how much it brings joy to our community and how much it brings happiness and how much it brings such a good artist.
Yeah.
I feel like half of the artists who are insane have gone through gospel singing.
Yeah, because there's just this spiritual power that comes through like the voices or something. Like it's just very, it makes a huge impact.
Huge.
And it's just, it's a sound that can't be recreated kind of anywhere else.
I love it, to be honest. Yeah. I love it. And I'm not a huge spiritual guy and all these things.
Well, like, it's also
a spiritual, not religion guy.
It's kind of interesting that like a lot of the live performances had elements of that, and whether it was appropriate to a church or not, like whether it was like the naughty side of like the unholy versus like the gospel that Lizzo did, or even, you know, there was some gospel elements in the Smokey Robinson with the Stevie Wonder tiny bit too. So it was interesting how like that kind of was the theme of the night, was like a little bit of the gospel elements also with smatterings of self-love and love in general and accepting everything and everyone. Just making the world all about love, which I think is a great message.
Yeah, no, I agree. Then we have Bad Bunny winning Música Urbana, which was very nice. I really like when he says something about it's easier when you love what you do.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's totally agreeable. Like when you really love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's so simple, but it's so
it becomes easy. True. Because we forget about that, you know? Because we get caught up in whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And it may say something that we don't really need to.
No, I mean, I think it's, I really like that too. I wrote the same thing down. I wrote Bad Bunny, love and passion.
Love and passion.
Love this message. Okay.
Then you were talking about,
we had the Best Rap Award
next. Best Rap Award.
Sorry, I shouldn't skip ahead. Were there, what other performance?
Oh,
we
had the tribute about all the
people. Oh, we're going to save that for the last.
Okay, the tribute about the people who died.
Oh, I thought you meant the hip hop tribute. No. Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
But
it
so
was Kelsey Musgraves, Quavo, and the Fleetwood Mac. I forgot the names. But it was so beautiful and so hard to watch at the same time.
It was so hard to
watch.
It's
so hard to watch in these awards when they put all of these. I know they should do it because it's paying the tributes to all these people who have contributed something to the music industry, mm-hmm. to the film industry, to some. But it was so hard.
It was very emotional. I started tearing up for most of it. And I just feel like they did a really great job of just honoring all the people who have passed away. And
yes,
I like it that they incorporated the goodbye song. Can I see you again?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean, that song is so, gets me right in my heart. Gut. Yeah,
it's kind of sad that that song, I mean, it's beautiful and sad.
And that kind of goes into the woman who won the award for, where is it? The Song of the Year. That's what it was. She performed in the tribute to
the
people who had passed away. And it was Song of the Year. It was called Just Like That. Bonnie Raitt. That was such a great award to see her win, just because no one, including her, was expecting her to win Song of the Year. Like, literally, she looked shooketh mm-hmm. when they called her name, because who was she up against? She was up against Adele Beyonce,
Lizzo, Harry Styles, everybody. She was up against Kendrick Lamar.
And you knew that she had already told herself, like, she wasn't winning. Like, you could see it on her face.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't even, she didn't even sit up taller. She was just like, la, 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 like, just, just watching. Mm-hmm. And then when they called her name, I think she almost, like, got up and left, like, practically. I mean, because she was just so blown away. But I think hearing her story about why, what the song was about, the Just Like That, and I didn't know this, but apparently it was sort of a tribute to people who donate their organs that are passing away. And then when they donate their organs, people can have life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such, wow. When she said that, was just like really,
yes.
It was really touching.
It is very powerful. Hard. Yes. And it is very interesting. I don't want to get off topic, but that makes me think a little bit about like, with all this new technology, I feel like there is a possibility of people getting their own organs from their own cells.
That's a topic for another podcast.
Yes. I don't want to go somewhere
else. More on
that
another time. okay, so that was the Song of the Year. And I think we talked about most of the live performances because we already talked about we talked about Unholy the song, but let's talk about Unholy the live performance.
The live performance.
Whew, I love Sam Smith's face when he is so into it. Oh my gosh.
He's so good.
And that reminds me that I just want to say, really stoked that everybody who performed live, they did it live. Nobody lip sync, as far as I know. And I think that was also really refreshing to see. I'm so tired of seeing quote unquote live performances where artists are not actually singing live. Yeah. And so he sounded so good as always. His face is just priceless.
The outfits
were nuts. I loved it how they were on the circular stage with all of the dancers in a circle around them. And then they were just like in the middle.
How she was in the cage.
Yes.
It was so good.
Okay, we were so upset because, of course, our internet, like,
stopped working half the act
in the middle of the song. And I was so livid because that was, like, the performance that I wanted to see more than anything out of the whole show. So I almost started crying. I was so mad. But I saw enough of it to still feel really excited. So it was an awesome performance. And I think it was even more awesome that Madonna was the one who introduced it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's so fitting, right?
It was perfect for it. It was perfect for it. Madonna, interesting. I cannot believe that she's also going on tour one more time.
She's another person like Willie Nelson. I think she's going to be doing what she's doing until she can't do it anymore. Like,
for sure.
Like, literally until she just...
Yeah, the last time we saw her, I mean, so doing something was the thing with Maluma in Colombia.
Yeah, yeah.
Which pretty interesting, too. Like,
I would say that this time she seemed a little bit more...
awake?
Yeah, I think in the Maluma thing, I was like, is she drunk? Like, I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
But it's Madonna, you know, she...
She can do whatever she wants.
Like she said herself, like, if you're not causing people to talk about you or pissing people off, then you're not doing something right. So yes, I was like, I agree. The fact that we're saying that about her means that she's...
Doing something right.
Doing it right. Yep. As always.
Totally. And what was the other thing that I really want to talk about? There is... Because I feel like... Let's go... We have two more performances. And one is the end of the show and one is the middle of the show. Let's go to the end of the show. I really think that DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne...
Are you talking about the hip hop tribute?
The last one, no. The last.
Oh, the Dear God or
God did.
God did, yes.
Was such a good show.
It was.
I loved it. To be honest, I love it. It was kind of like what DJ Khaled said, like 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the award, wow.
I feel like it was like the best dessert after the best dinner because the dinner was the hip hop tribute, which we're gonna talk about in a little bit. But I agree with you completely. It was almost like they were acting out the Last Supper. Did you get that vibe too? Because they were at that really long table with all that amazing food and stuff draped all over it. And it was just like these legends of the industry sitting there riffing off each other for 8 minutes. And then again, to go back to the like, gospel thing, it kind of tied into that whole theme too. And like the whole like spirituality, Dear God, like whatever it was, or I keep saying Dear God.
God did.
But it was a really awesome way to wrap up.
Oh, I loved it. JC, you can tell why he's JC and why he's such a legend.
Yeah, we were talking about how his voice is so iconic. Like you can't not recognize his voice. Like I could be blind and walking down the street and hear the voice and guess that it was him instantly.
Oh.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I think it was so powerful. Like, in every single way, I was like, this is what we need.
It has to be so crazy to be Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids. Like,
oh, no, I don't want to imagine.
It's like, they're both legends. How do you... Like,
I don't want to imagine that pressure.
There's your dad sitting at the Last Supper, like, practically as a god himself. And then your mom is, like, Beyonce...
Yeah.
Breaking records, most... I don't know, it's just nuts.
Anyways, it's impossible to...
crazy. I really liked it, though.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Like, I can hear it all over and over again. Let's talk about, just to finish, about the tribute, the hip-hop tribute.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that at all. I almost, like, pooped my pants. Like, like, literally, I am from that era a little bit. Like, so I grew up with a lot of those songs, and my cousin also like was so into that music when I was, you know, in high school. He was a little bit older, like more college age, but he taught me about so many. Like, he's the one who introduced me to so many of those artists that I just like almost, I don't know. I was just so flabbergasted because I wasn't expecting it. I thought the show was about to be over. I didn't even know they were doing a hip hop tribute. I was certainly not expecting it to be that long or to have that many people in it.
I agree. You know, when LL Cool J say like, okay, we're going to do this, and like we couldn't bring every single artist from whatever it was until now. I was like, oh, they're just going to bring like 4 or 5 artists, like normal. But you just hear like 3 or 4 bars and then the new one come in. I was like,
it was so rapid fire. You didn't even, like, incredible. The second that I started even like processing that one of them was there, a new one would come out. Like, I was jumping up and down and dancing so much that my dog was freaking out and I was freaking out. And it was so fun. It brought back so many fun memories for me. And, like, I mean, it started out, like you said, with LL Cool J and then Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, and the Furious Five. And then they just went through the decades, like, so the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Like, you had Run DMC. Ice-T, who's like the godfather of gangster rap. Oh my God. Love Ice-T. And then my favorite part was Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Coming in with the fastest rap ever.
Oh Busta Rhymes, when he was doing, what is the song, Look At Me Now?
Yes. Literally insane.
It was insane. I was like, wow. Yeah. I feel like I wish we had recorded that because it would have been the best reaction ever.
I was telling you, I was like, this is way better than any Super Bowl halftime that I've seen.
Yes.
Like, ever.
That was, yeah, we were comparing it to a Super Bowl last year.
Because it has, like, a similar it was, vibe. Yeah. But this was way
it was,
better.
You know, it was Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and
50 Cent
and Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
So I was like.
But no, the way that this was done.
Done.
Was echelons above. Yes. Like, that. Just. And I also really liked the female representation too, because like, yep. It would have been so easy to just gloss over the amazing women that have been part of hip hop over the decades. But they had Salt-N-Pepa, they had Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, who Missy Elliott like was some of the best jams of my life back in the day. Like, oh my gosh, Method Man, Nelly, Outkast, like
Nelly.
And so I didn't know that the whole thing was produced and curated by Questlove from the Roots.
Really? Oh, yeah. The Roots, the guy.
Yeah. And I think that he was even saying that, like, the first rehearsal or whatever you call it that they did, they literally didn't even rehearse. Like, they were just all standing around, like, being like, I love you, man. No, I love you. I love you. Like, because it's just, can you imagine that many people in one room?
It's inspiration after inspiration. It's kind of like being, you know, the hero of the hero of the hero of the hero.
I know.
It's insane.
Just, and they had Too Short. Oh, my God. I was just like, this is the best. And again, I know he said like they couldn't have everyone. There was a couple people I felt a little sad weren't there. Like, I wish.
I feel like I wish just Dr. Dre would have finished it.
That would have been the just icing on the top.
He was already there.
Yeah.
And maybe a Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I know he did say the Tupac and other people, you know, like.
Yeah.
But
you can't have you everybody, have, yes. But it would have been cool. It would have been even so cool. I mean, this would be too expensive, but if they did one of those, like, what's it called when they have the...
Holograms?
Yes, like, if they had, like, a hologram of, like, Biggie or Tupac or something. Oh, my God. But, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're probably cool, but at the same time, I feel like what they did was incredible, and I was not expecting it, so it also made it a bigger caliber, like, so much better.
I think the... Again, I know they couldn't have everyone, but I think maybe there's a reason she wasn't there. But, like, I wish they would have had Lil' Kim because, to me, she actually was one of the first female rappers. And, like, now we have a lot of female rappers who are getting acknowledged, but I don't feel like she got that type of acknowledgement when she was at her peak.
She was ahead of the game.
Yeah, so... I think I really wish that she would have been there. Or like TLC, like that would have been
without her, we wouldn't have all of these girls. You know, we wouldn't have like Nicki Minaj. Yeah. And
so that was the only bummer. But anyways, I don't think anyone was expecting that. The audience was like on fire. Everyone was so stoked.
So good.
It was just the best.
So freaking good.
I don't even know how next year they're going to top that. Because, I mean, they're probably not going to do a tribute. Because it was like the 50-year tribute.
Yeah.
But still, everyone's going to be hoping for something like that again.
Yes. I mean, now, this also raised the bar for the Super Bowl being in this week.
I know. I mean, is Rihanna scared now? Like, how is she going to live up to that?
Oh, I feel like Rihanna can handle it. I mean, she better. I don't know. Bitch better have my money.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Will she come in on a helicopter? Didn't she do that in the music video for Better Have My Money?
She did it for one of the awards, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm very excited to see the Super Bowl, and that's going to be our next episode. So if you guys want to tune in for that, please just come back and let us know.
Before we end, I just want to say, like, is there anything you didn't like about the Grammys?
I feel like this is one of the years that I like it the most. Where I feel like it was actually more representative. Mm-hmm. And like I was telling you, that compared to the Oscar or the other awards, I feel like they actually let the artists and the people say what they think and actually represent. Like, I feel like Yes, I'm sure there is still rig and there is still a couple things where these people shouldn't won and this one is mm-hmm. black and this one is Latin and this one is this.
Yeah.
But I feel like it feels a little bit more like they can actually win mm-hmm. when in Oscars and in all these other things, I love those awards, but I feel like it's so much harder yeah. for like a Spanish movie to be there as the best picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Even though we had the Korean one won, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. And they also just like cut people off in the middle of their speech too.
Yes.
I know they have maybe more awards to give out or something or...
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, these people also talk very long.
Yeah.
So it's like, why you don't let them speak?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I understand that the advertisers are the one who pays these shows and all these things, but mm-hmm. let them speak. I don't know.
I think that my only complaint is purely superficial. I felt like really disappointed by all of the females' outfits.
Oh, really?
Like, I didn't like... Or I shouldn't say all the females. Like, I just didn't like... I felt like nobody had a costume. I shouldn't say a costume, but it's kind of like a costume. I felt like nobody had a dress that I was like, damn, like, I want that. Like, and I know, like I said, it's purely superficial, but I think I was hoping for something that was just going to, like, blow my mind. But
I mean, Adele, to me, looked so good.
Oh, Adele looked phenomenal. I'm not saying that anyone looked bad. I just want to say that. I just want to put that out there. I'm just saying, like, usually, like, there's a few people who I'm like, wow, I really, really want that outfit. And, like, in the past, a lot of these award shows have been, like, a fashion show in a sense, too. Like, yeah. It's a big part of it. It's like you get super dressed up. Mm-hmm. But I think I was way more impressed by some of the guys' outfits that were happening. Anyways, and I loved how Dr. J was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on that note, yeah!
See you in the next episode.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to Nobody You Know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit follow or subscribe so you can stay up to date on new episodes. Until next time.